the Big Dave Show. Yes, it is Monday, the total solar eclipse in lots of areas in the tri-state in the path of totality, 100% blockage there. But are we going to be able to see it? You know, one day it says it's going to be cloudy. Next day's a rain and now partly cloudy. Let's get an expert on to tell us what the skies are going to look like here on Monday in the tri-state from News Channel 5, WLWT, meteorologist and my pal, Randy Rico. Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, the last time we hung out, you know, we were over at the Reds media preview day there for all their food, and we were just stuffing our faces.
That's what we do best, I feel like. Yeah, I actually had to, like, put down a donut to answer this phone call from you this morning.
I bring you food all the time, Randy.
That's how I do my best work, yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's get down to it. So what are we looking at Monday here in the tri-state? I know it's still a few days away and a lot can change between now and then. So this isn't etched in stone by any means, but what are we thinking?
Okay, so here's the deal. Sunday night, we're going to get some rain. There is a system rolling through. It's not heavy rain, something, no big deal. And it moves out by the time the sun comes up on Monday morning. But the clouds, are they going to move out real quick after it, or are they going to stick around? There's kind of two schools of thought. One has it moving out really quickly, and we see some sunshine. The other locks us in with the clouds for a good chunk of the day. So, yeah, typically, if I say mostly cloudy or partly cloudy, it doesn't really make a huge difference to your day. The one day where we need nothing but clear skies, and it looks like we're not getting clear skies, but we might get a little window in the afternoon, it's something we're just going to have to watch real closely into the weekend.
Are you going to say partly cloudy maybe by then, or you just don't know, and you don't want to say it yet?
Right now, I think it's going to be mostly cloudy in the morning, but there is a chance we could get a break at the right time. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We'll see, but I don't think everybody sees the sunshine. Well, no one will see the sunshine during the eclipse. But
yeah. You know what I mean? All right, so here's another food reference for you. What are we sandwiched between? We know there's rain Sunday night when the clouds, we're hoping they get out of here from that system. What's coming next that might impact that time?
So, like, next week, a whole lot of rain coming our way, especially next Thursday. It looks pretty wet.
Okay, but that's a ways away from Monday. So right now, we're just going to, here's what I always recommend. Everybody in the tri-state, say your prayers, take your vitamins, eat your vegetables, and maybe we'll get a blessing coming down from above.
Okay, Hulk Hogan, we'll see if that works for the eclipse on Monday.
What is Hulk Hogan? What is that?
Isn't that what he said? Didn't he tell you to, like, say your prayers and eat your vitamins, Hulkamaniac?
Okay, well, then good. I channeled my inner Hulkster right here on the show.
Literally, yes.
Hey, Randy, real quick before you go, I know a lot of people got their eyes on the Ohio River right now. It's at action stage right now, getting close to minor flood stage. So what are we looking at?
We're looking at it getting up to almost 53 feet over the weekend. Sunday into Monday is when it crests. So you're looking at water in this lower Smale Front Park, Covington Landing, Public Landing, those spots along 8 Mile, and I know you love talking about the porta potties that float away when the Ohio River's running high. It is running high this weekend. So, and with all the people getting porta potties for the big parties for the eclipse, did you hear there's a porta potty shortage for this thing?
I heard that, yes. And that,
yes.
That one time we pranked you about finding one floating down the Ohio River.
So, you know, those are going to be hard to come by this weekend. But, you know, yeah, the Ohio River is running high. Make sweep a couple of those away.
Yeah, and remember, if you're going to the Reds-Mets game tonight, it was supposed to be the first fireworks Friday of the year, but due to the Ohio River being up and moving very quickly, they can't put the fireworks barge out there, so that won't be happening. The game will still go on, but no fireworks after the game.
Well, then we just need the offense to provide the fireworks for us tonight, right?
That's right. Come on. Let's do it. Randy Rico, you're awesome. Check her out every morning on News Channel 5 and sometimes hanging with Al Roker. Look at you, fancy girl.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out with the Today Show now. Bye.